Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's City Council debated Democratic reform Monday, almost exactly 1 year from the next municipal election scheduled for October 24, 2022. Councillors decisively rejected a push to add a plebiscite on council size and composition to that election, saying the possibility needs more study and public consultation before a decision. Council also turned its attention to the 2022 city budget, receiving a report on pre-budget consultation and the municipal government's financial performance so far this year. Plebiscite on city council size rejected councillors voted down Kaun Peng Yu's push for a 2022 plebiscite question asking voters if they support shrinking Thunder Bay's city council to 9 at-large councillors, including the mayor. The body opted instead to stick with its plan for a more open-ended, comprehensive review of council size and composition scheduled for 2023. Read our full coverage pre-budget consultation results. Councillors pored over the results of consultations held earlier in the year to inform planning for the 2022 city budget. A total of 244 survey respondents ranked city services like roads, winter maintenance, emergency and waste services, and drinking and wastewater management high in importance, with action on poverty and climate change figuring prominently among write-in responses. Respondents also clearly expressed strong opposition to tax increases and spending on a proposed indoor turf center. The report can be viewed online. City beats budget projections. The city of Thunder Bay's COVID-19 bill is set to come in lower than expected in 2021, with a third quarter financial update projecting the city will need to cover just $1.2 million in outstanding pandemic costs by the end of the year. The remainder of the estimated $5.5 million COVID impact on municipal coffers in 2021 will be covered by federal-provincial COVID recovery funding left over from 2020. The report also shows the city is on track for a favorable variance of $5.6 million compared to its 2021 budget. That hefty sum, due in large part to settlements of tax assessment appeals, could be added to the city's stabilization reserve. Fraser raises on-demand transit concerns. Potential plans to replace the 4 Nebing bus route with an on-demand transit model drew concerns from Nebing Ward Councillor Cody Fraser on Monday. Thunder Bay Transit is exploring the concept of replacing lower-performing regularly scheduled bus routes like the 4 Nebing with on-demand service using smaller buses. Fraser worried the change, which has been piloted in the evenings for 4 Nebing riders during the pandemic, would be made permanent without debate at council. City staff said that would not be the case, promising any service changes would come before councillors for a vote. Councillors also heard overall transit ridership was recovering only gradually, standing at 56% of pre-COVID levels by September. That's up from 45% in October 2020. Read our previous coverage. Councillors reduce committee commitments. City councillors are taking a step back from their commitments to sit on city committees and community boards. Councillors approved a reduction in the number of seats they collectively hold on those bodies from 78 to 62. That involved abandoning council representation altogether on boards for outside groups like the CLE, Shelter House, and Thunder Bay Area Food Strategy, and reducing representation elsewhere. Councillors currently sit on an average of 6 committees and outside boards each, City Clerk Krista Power reported, compared to 3 to 5 each in peer municipalities she examined. Councillors said the change would make room for more community leadership on the committees, as well as freeing up more time for their other duties.